请我们翻到启示录。
Can we turn to Revelation?
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第六节
Verse 6.
然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一党的人行为，这也是我所恨恶的。
Yet this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
第九节
Verse 9.
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的。
I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich.
也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人。
And the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan.
第十四节
Verse 14.
然而有几件事我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。
But I have a few things against you, because you have there some who hold the teaching of Balaam.
十五节
Verse 15.
你那里也有人照样服从了尼格拉一党人的教训。
So you also have some who in the same way hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
第十八节
Verse 18.
你要写信给推亚推拉教会的使者说，那眼目如火焰，脚像光明铜的神之子说。
And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished bronze, says this.
第三二十节，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶西别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。
Verse 20. But I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and leads my bondservants astray, so that they commit acts of immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols.
第三章第九节
Chapter 3 and verse 9.
那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you.
我们再低头有点简单的祷告。
Let us bow with a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话继续交在你的手里。
Lord, we once again commit these words in your hands.
今天早晨我们仰望给你，给我们一个敞开的天。
Lord, this morning we look to you to give us an open heaven.
你既然对我们说了话。
Lord, since you have already spoken to us.
这个周末你说了许多的话。
Lord, you have spoken much this weekend.
你不只让我们认识教会的元首。
Lord, you not only allow us to know the head of the church.
我们不只看见你满了荣耀。
We not only see that you are full of glory.
你也满了恩典。也满了真理。
And that you are full of grace and truth.
主啊，我们感谢你。
But we thank you, Lord.
你要得着荣耀的教会。
You want to gain for yourself a glorious church.
因为你要我们磨成你自己的形象。
Because you want us to be conformed to your own image.
所以我们把教会的前途放在你的手中。
So we place the future of the church into your hands.
其实教会的前途本来就在你手中。
Lord, indeed, originally the future of the church was already in your hands.
你是那手握七星的。
Lord, you are the one who holds the seven stars.
你也是行走在七个金灯台中间那一位。
And you are the one who walks in the midst of the seven lampstands.
主啊，但愿你所要完成的。
Lord, may the work that you want to accomplish.
你能够完成。
That you may finish.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
We pray in Jesus' dear name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想我们现在都知道，到了约翰的时候。
We know that when we come to John.
他特别注意到最后的三十三年。
He places his focus on the last 33 years.
你看，教会慢慢开始老化了。
Slowly, the church has started to age.
脸上有了皱纹，有了玷污。
And then she started to have wrinkles and spots on her face.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主是借着彼得开了福音的门。
That the Lord used Peter to open the gates of the gospel.
在教会的建筑上立下了根基。
And then in the building of the church established the foundation.
然后保罗在上面建造。
And then Paul built upon it.
把教会带到成熟的境地。
Brought the church to the place of maturity.
到了教会最荣耀的时候。
And when the church became its most glorious.
保罗到荣耀里去了。
Paul entered into glory.
彼得也到荣耀里去。
Peter also entered into glory.
但是约翰还活着。
But John still lived.
约翰就从保罗的手里
And John took from the hands of Paul
就接过了小亚细亚的几个教会
and received the different churches in Asia Minor.
他服侍他们
He served them.
他在他们中间劳苦
And then he labored among them.
现在大概快经过另外33年
Now probably after another 33 years.
主升天已经60多年了
Now the Lord Jesus had already ascended more than 66 years.
这60多年
These 60 odd years.
约翰仍旧住在基督里面
John still abided in Christ.
因着他住在主里面
Now because he abided in Christ,
主的话也在他里面。
The word of the Lord was also in him.
所以到了巴摩海岛的时候。
So when he came to the island of Patmos,
神就借着约翰来说话。
Then God used John to speak.
这些话是很重要。
Now these words are very important.
这些话和他的执事发生关系。
And these words have to do with his ministry.
网破了。
Now the net was broken.
现在怎么能补网呢?
Now how could he mend the net?
所以约翰的执事乃是恢复的执事。
So the ministry of John is the ministry of recovery.
今天我们需要恢复的执事。
We need the work of recovery today.
当然我们需要传福音。
Of course we need to preach the gospel.
我们要求主兴起像彼得那样的人。
We need God to raise people like Peter.
彼得的口像金口一样。
And then Peter's mouth was like a golden mouth.
教会需要金口。
The church needs a golden mouth.
他的口一张开。
When he opened his mouth.
3000人得救。
5,000 people were saved. 5,000 people were saved.
但这个不过是教会的根基。
But this is but the foundation of the church.
教会要长大。
The church needs to grow up.
这是保罗的指示。
This is the ministry of Paul.
把教会带到丰富的境界。
To bring the church to a place of abundance.
我们巴不得今天我们只传福音。
We hope that we only need to preach the gospel.
我们巴不得今天我们只讲基督那测不得的丰富。
We would that we only have to preach on the unsearchable riches of Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
难道你能忽略我们脸上有了皱纹吗?
Can you neglect the fact that we have wrinkles on our face?
然后我们不能不承认说教会已经老化了吗?
Can't we admit that the church has already become old?
我们不能闭着眼睛不看。
We can't close our eyes and do nothing.
我们不能像鸵鸟一样把头钻在地里面，我们就说什么都看不见。
We can't stick our heads in the ground just like the ostrich as if we didn't see anything.
只要传福音就可以了。
We just need to preach the gospel.
只要造就就可以了。
We just need to build up. That's it.
你这样做要受很大的欢迎。
You will be received by many for doing this.
弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
人老化了。
After man has become old.
有谁指出来说我们有了皱纹？
Who has pointed out to us that we have wrinkles?
有谁指出来我们脸上有了斑点呢?
Who pointed out that we have age spots?
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
世界上的人都是做聪明的人。
Now the whole world are smart people.
但是现在你看见约翰起来了。
But John rose up.
他在使徒行传不说话。
In Acts he didn't speak.
人在哪里?人是在那。
Oh, he was there.
彼得起来，他也跟着站起来。
Peter stood up, and he stood up with Peter.
但是你听不见他讲话。
But you couldn't hear him speak.
谁要借着他说话
？God was going to speak through him.
等到教会老化的时候。
But it was when the church became old.
现在约翰有话要说。
Now John had something to say.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
人老了。
When man becomes old.
有前途吗
？Does he have a future?
人老了。
When man becomes old.
摆在前面的是一座的坟墓。
And then in front of him is the grave.
从人出于土也归于土。
So man came from dust and will return to dust.
有前途吗?
Is there a future?
有明天吗?
Is there a tomorrow?
所以教会有没有明天?
So does the church have a tomorrow?
教会有没有前途?
Does the church have a future?
这就是我们这一次早晨信息的主题。
This is the theme for these mornings that together.
那么我们已经看得很清楚。
Now we already see clearly.
教会老化的情形是什么情形?
How did the church age or become old?
其实教会的难处。
Now the difficulty of the church.
我们的主在地上已经为我们一语道破，一下就讲清楚了。
The Lord Jesus already clearly explained it when he was on earth.
他看得很清楚。
He saw it very clearly.
有一天。
One day.
教会要世界化。
The church will become secularized.
世界怎样?教会也怎样?
How the world is, so is will the church.
世界和教会分不清楚。
You cannot distinct between the world and the church.
世界是大世界。
The world is a great, great world.
教会是小世界。
The church is a small world.
世界有麦当劳。
And the world there, you have, can find McDonald's.
小世界里也有麦当劳。
You can find a McDonald's in the small world.
你分不清楚了。
You cannot distinguish the two.
我们知道说船可以在水里。
We know that the boat can be in the water.
水不能够在船里。
But the water can't be in the boat.
你看见仇敌。
You see, what does the devil do today?
当阴间的门打开的时候,
when the gates of Hades are open,
他有一个工作,
he has a work.
就是要叫这艘船要沉下去的。
And he's going to cause his boat to sink.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
什么时候教会跟世界不分的时候?
Whenever you cannot separate the church and the world.
什么时候教会和世界结婚的时候?
Whenever the world and the church are one.
现在我们看见说。
Now we see.
现在我们要问说。
Well, we want to ask.
现在我们看见教会已经开始老化。
Now we see that the church has become old.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
主也明明给我们看见教会有一天要犹太教化。
Now one day the church will become Judaized as well.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
人就分不清楚到底这是犹太教呢这还是教会呢。
People cannot distinguish whether this is Judaism or this is the church.
你看犹太教徒他们进到圣殿里面去。
You see that the Jews, they entered into the temple.
你看见基督徒也进到庄丽辉煌的大的教堂里面。
And then the Christians also go to a great cathedral.
你看见这个一祭司他们每次来到神的面前。
So every time the priests come before the presence of God.
你看有祭司在他们中间。
Do you have priests among them?
祭司为他们献祭。
The priests offer themselves for
现在你看见基督徒。
Now you see Christians.
他们能不能直接就来到神面前呢?
Can they come before the presence of God?
他们来到一起的时候。
When they come together.
很明显有一般人。
It's very clear.
好像在神跟人中间一样
as if they're in between God and man
望弥撒的时候
when they attend the mass
你看你很明显有一半人是在神跟人中间的
it's very clear that there's a group of people in between God and man
那弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
犹太教是如此
it's the same way in the
教会不也是如此吗
is it the same way with the church
教会跟犹太教有什么不同呢
what's the difference between the church and Judaism
在犹太教里面
in Judaism
你不明白圣经
you don't understand the Bible
你要明白圣经
if you want to understand the Bible
你要问圣经学者
you have to ask Bible scholars
他们的圣经学者就是他们的文士。
Their Bible scholars are their scribes.
他们不只有一般人解释圣经的。
Not just do you have a group interpreting the Bible.
也有一般人遵守圣经和圣经的解释的。
And then there are people that follow the Bible and the interpretation of the Bible.
这就是法利赛人。
These are the Pharisees.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brother and sister,
你要明白圣经。
So if you want to understand the Bible.
明白圣经是在法利赛人的手里。
To understand the Bible, it's in the hands of the Pharisees.
是在少数受过专家训练的人手里。
It's in the hands of the a few experts.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你看见吗? 这是犹太教。
This is Judaism.
今天在教会里面。
Today we're in the church.
谁明白圣经呢?
Who understands the Bible?
谁能解释圣经呢?
Who can explain the Bible?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now you understand.
到底教会跟犹太教有什么不同?
What's the difference between the church and Judaism?
当你看见这个情形的时候,
when you see this condition,
你知道说教会已经老化。
You know that the church has aged.
什么是教会呢?
What is the church?
人人都是祭司。
That every individual is a priest.
人人都是祭司。
When everyone is a priest.
人人都能够靠着主的宝血来到神的面前。
Everyone can depend on the Lord to come before the presence of God.
人人是祭司。
Everyone is a priest.
人人都能明白圣经。
Everyone can understand the Bible.
人人不只读圣经。
The people not just study the Bible.
而且明白圣经。
They also understand the Bible.
他们不需要专家告诉他们因信称义。
They don't need experts to tell them justification.
他们就要读主的话。
They want to study the Word of God.
他们里面就清楚了。
Then they become clear in their hearts.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么？
What is this?
这是教会。
This is the church.
这是教会正常的时候。
This is the normal condition of the church.
这是教会成熟的时候。
This is the mature state of the church.
这是教会荣耀的时候。
This is the glorious state of the church.
你看见教会是什么样的情形呢？
Now what is the condition of the church?
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
今天主要传悔改的道。
Today the Lord wants to preach the gospel of repentance.
我们需要回头。
We need to return.
所以主怎么说呢？
So what did the Lord say?
你们中间不可以这样。
You are not to be this way.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
世界可以这样。
The world can be this way.
他们有君王。
They have kings.
他们有大臣。
They have rulers.
你们不可以这样。
But it ought not to be the way
不可以有教皇
You cannot have a pope
你们不可以有大主教
You cannot have archbishops
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在明白吗
You see that?
这就是主给我们看得很清楚的
This is what the Lord has shown us
谁是得胜者呢
Who are the overcomers
得胜者要起来说话
The overcomers have to stand up
得胜起来要维护神的见证
They want to uphold the testimony of God
得胜者要让世界人知道说当教会荒凉的时候到底教会是怎么一回事
The overcomers have to show the world what the church ought to be
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当今天教会在当今天教会落到犹太教的光景里面的时候
So when the church falls into Judaism
主怎么说呢
What did the Lord say?
你们都是弟兄
You are all brethren
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
请我们记得
Let us remember
哪里是教会呢
Where is the church?
现在你要问
You have to ask
在这个教会里面
In this church
是不是他们都是弟兄
Are they all brothers?
是不是弟兄彼此相爱
Are the brethren loving one another?
你觉得你做弟兄够不够
Do you feel that you just being a brother is sufficient?
你还得要什么人比你位置更高的
Do you think that you need someone that has a higher position than you?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你看见没有
Do you see that?
当教会荒凉的时候
When the church is in desolation
不光长老是地位
Not only elders have become a position
不光是执事是地位
Not only are deacons a position
连圣徒也是地位
And even the saints have become a position
有的圣徒头上是有光环的
some,
有的没有的
Some saints have a halo over their head Some don't
什么叫荣耀的教会
What is a glorious church?
个个都是圣徒
Glorious church means everyEveryone is a brother. Do you see that, brothers and sisters? All saints.
所以弟兄姊妹
So, brothers and sisters.
圣徒不是地位
Saints is not a position.
圣徒应该是我们的实际
A saint should be our reality.
所以弟兄姊妹
So, brothers and sisters.
因着这个缘故
Because of this.
现在我们看见了
We see this.
我们都是弟兄
We are all brothers.
你觉不觉得弟兄是最宝贵的
Do you feel that it's the most precious to be a brother?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你在弟兄之外
Outside of being a brother.
你要再增加什么呢
do you, What else do you want to add upon it?
在世界上头衔是很重要
in the world a position is very important
如果你在英国的话
your title is very important
爵士是很重要
in England to be called something is very important
有的人是 Lord
some are called Lord
你看有的人是爵士有的人是公爵有的人是伯爵
Dukes or sirs
yeah 所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
你看见这是世界
this is the world
今天的教会要什么
what does the church want today
如果主今天救你
if the Lord saves you today
主的生命生了你
his life has borne you
他就是我的弟兄
he is my brother
他今天坐在旁边是我的弟兄
he's sitting next to me is a brother
他今天在马路上当乞丐他还是我的弟兄
when he is just a beggar he's also my brother
千错万错我的父亲生了他
it's a shame that my father had to bear him
我就不能不爱他
I have to love him
爱他
you love him
不是因为他有钱
not because he has money
你爱他
you love him
不是因为他有学位
not because he has intellectual
弟兄姊妹有的人只能在爱有钱的人中间聚会
some people can only gather among the rich
有的人只能在有学位的人中间聚会
some people can only gather among the intellectuals
这是世界这不是教会
this is the world this is not the
church 什么时候你觉得别的弟兄不能配做你的弟兄
whenever you feel that a brother is not worthy to be a brother
你看见吗
you see that
你可以在所谓的教会里面
you can be in the so called Church.
那个教会已经老化了。
That church has already become old.
弟兄姊妹，主今天要什么
？What does the Lord want?
主要给我们看见。
The Lord wants to show.
凡是主所蒙拯救的人
，All those that the Lord has saved，
都是你的弟兄。
All your brethren.
他学问大一点。
He may be a little more smarter.
他人多一点。
Maybe has more money.
学问少一点。
Maybe less
钱少一点。
Intellect. More money.
他都是你的弟兄。
He is your brother.
你不能不爱他。
You cannot but love him.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
你来到教会里面
When you come to the church.
好像家一样。
As if you come to a family.
你会觉得不舒服。
You won't feel uncomfortable.
有的时候我们太重要了。
Sometimes we're too important.
我们只能摆在某一种聚会里面才是舒服的。
Only certain meetings are we comfortable.
我们只能摆在某个聚会里面我才能叫别人注意到的。
Only in certain meetings will I be noticed by others.
教会是叫人注意主不是注意你。
The church should be a place where others should see the Lord, not you.
也不是注意我。
Not to see me.
所以主怎么说呢
So what did the Lord say?
在你们不要犹太教中有拉比
Now among the Jews there are the rabbis
你看那个文士是学者
Now the scribes they're scholars
那你看见那些这个法利赛人是遵守这些圣经和这些传遗传的人
The Pharisees are those that keep the law and the tradition
弟兄姊妹
so, brothers,
他们是特别的人
They are special people
所以保罗因为他是法利赛人
So Paul because he was a Pharisee himself
那次他到大马色的路上去
That time he went to the way to Damascus
他非常孤单
He was very lonely
没有人能跟他讲话
No one could speak to him
你知道这些人不光不跟外邦人吃饭
These people not only not eat with Gentiles
他们就外邦人像狗像猪一样
They feel the Gentiles are like pigs and dogs
只要那些人不是法利赛人
If these people were not Pharisees
你讲都不要和他们讲话
You don't even speak to them
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你看见吗
You see that
这些有拣选
These people have a choice
他们只能拣选和他们一样的
They only choose the people that are like them
他们只能拣选和他们有同样财富的
They only choose those that have the same riches as them
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
感谢主
Thank the Lord
自从保罗蒙恩得救以后
Ever since Paul was saved
他就是要捉拿基督徒的
He was going to capture Christians 他就是要做拿基督徒的。
He wanted to capture Christians.
结果弟兄姊妹，你看见说，神就打发亚拿尼亚去开他的眼睛。
And then the Lord sent Ananias to open his eyes.
亚拿尼亚开谁的眼睛
？Whose eyes did Ananias open?
那个人要来杀他的。
That person was coming to kill him.
结果他说，我的兄弟。扫罗
He said, my brother Saul.
等到扫罗说我往上一看
When Saul said, I looked up.
保罗向来是在万人之上的。
Paul, when he always was above thousands.
他最多在一人之下。
Maybe he was below one, beneath one.
他遇见主以后
After he met the Lord.
他是在一人之下在万人之上。
So he was underneath one and above thousands.
他往上一看
When he looked up,
应该看到主的
He should have seen the Lord.
但是稀奇
Amazing.
他的眼睛一被开启
When his eyes were open,
圣经说他往上一看
The Bible says he looked up.
他看到亚拿尼亚
He saw Ananias.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你看到亚拿尼亚吗
Have you seen Ananias?
你看到亚拿尼亚
Have you seen Ananias?
你就看到了教会
Then you have seen the church.
如果你没有看到亚拿尼亚
If you didn't see Ananias,
这是犹太教
This is Judaism.
这是世界
This is the world.
这证明说教会已经老化了
This proves that the church has become old already.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
但愿主开我们的眼睛
May the Lord open our eyes.
当你读这些话的时候
When you study these words,
非常的清楚
It's very clear.
这是教会的难处
This is a difficulty with the church.
就说你们不可以这样
The Lord says you are not to be this
way. 你们不可以像世界
You cannot be like the world.
你们不可以像犹太教
You cannot be like Judaism.
主在道成肉身的时候
When the Lord Jesus was the Lord became flesh, he spoke these words.
他说好酒新酒只能装在新皮带。
He said, new wine ought to be put in new wineskins.
新皮带是教会。
The new wineskin is the church.
旧皮带是这个犹太教。
The old wineskin is Judaism.
主的话讲得够清楚了。
So the Lord spoke clearly enough.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
现在你看见教会长大了。
But now you see the church is growing up.
但是也老化了。
But it's also become old.
在这个时候
Here.
如果你分析一下
Then you can do a study, analysis.
你就发现在这七个教会里面
You discover that amongst the seven churches.
他们的难处在哪里
What is their difficulty?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
很稀奇
It's very interesting.
你读到什么呢
If you study it.
尼格拉党的行为
You find that you have the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
尼格拉党的教训
There's the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
他不光有行为
Not only deeds.
还有教训
also teaching
他行为在先
if the deeds come first
有了行为了
after the deeds
现在你一定要制造出教训来
then you have to produce a teaching
所以这个教训是发明出来的
so this teaching was produced
什么叫尼格拉党呢
what are the Nicolaitans
就征服平民的意思
these means the ones that conquered the laymen
现在有一些人在平民以上
now there are a group of people that are above the laymen
他们的知识在平民以上
their knowledge is above the laymen
他们与主亲近的亲密度在平民以上
so their closeness to the Lord is closer than those of the laymen
他们太亲近了
because they're so close.
他们是祭司
they're priests.
因为他们太有学问了
because they have too scholarly.
所以他们是文士和法利赛人
so they are the scribes and Pharisees.
他们是拉比
they're rabbis.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
但是你看见吗
but you see this.
这一般人
these group of people
就变成了教会里面居间的阶级
have become the intermediate class in the church.
这是犹太教
this is Judaism.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
你看见没有
you see that.
现在教会里面也有了一项犹太教一样的东西
so there is something like Judaism in the church.
起头只是行为
In the beginning it was just acts
后来就变成教训
Then it became a teaching
这是第一点
This is the first point
第二
The second point
犹太人的毁谤的话
There are the blasphemy of the Jews
你看见犹太人他们有话要说
Now the Jews have something to say
但是他们对教会没有好话的
But they don't have a good words to say to the church
不光毁谤
Not only blasphemy
他们的逼迫
They persecute them
你如果读教会历史
If you study church history
你知道尼禄为什么放火烧了整个的罗马城。
Why did Nero set fire to the whole of the Roman Empire?
后来他怎么把这个罪归给基督徒的？
How did they, then he placed the blame on the Jews?
这么多人为什么怪基督徒
Among all these people, why they blame on the Christians?
为什么
Why?
因为那个时候他的太太
Because at that time, his wife
所谓的皇后
So the so-called queen
后来被他一脚踢死的
And then was killed by him when he kicked her.
当他太太怀孕的时候，一脚把他踢死的。
When his wife was pregnant, he killed her by kicking her.
他还活着的时候。
When she was still alive.
你叫他的太太是典型的归附犹太教的人。
And then she was a Jew,
proselyte. Jewish proselyte. Because she was a Gentile that was proselytized to Judaism. So what is the feeling of the Jews towards the Christians?
这个皇后也是怎么感觉的?
The queen felt the same way.
所以尼禄也是怎么感觉的?
So that's why Nero felt the same way.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
等到逼迫开始的时候,
when the persecution began,
谁做了被戴罪的羔羊呢?
Who became the sacrificial lamb?
Scapegoat.
So the Jews, the Christians became the scapegoats.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
当初教会为主做见证的时候,
so when
当教会为主做见证,
when the church is to be a testimony for the Lord,
如果你愿意在犹太家的保护伞底下,
if you want to be under the protection of the Jews,
你就不会受逼迫,
you won't be persecuted.
那个时候犹太教,
at that time Judaism,
他们不拜皇帝,
they didn't worship the king,
他们一点事情也没有,
they had no problems,
因为他们是皇帝的朋友,
because they're friends of the emperor.
如果今天,
today,
你甘愿在犹太家的保护伞底下,
if you're willing to fall under the umbrella of Judaism,
教会就不会受逼迫,
that the church wouldn't be persecuted.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
教会就是教会,
the church is the church.
因着这个缘故,
because of this,
有犹太人的毁谤话,
so there are the blasphemous words of the Jews.
结果他们就受苦了,
and then they suffered.
主告诉他们说,
the Lord told them,
你们受的苦不用害怕,
said, do not be afraid of the tribulation.
魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里,
and then Satan will imprison some of you.
圣经告诉我们说,
what does the Bible say?
犹太的人乃是撒旦一会的人,
said the Jews were the synagogue of Satan.
所以现在你明白吗?
So now you understand,
在这个时候教会受逼迫,
at this point the church is persecuted.
有一个原因,
there is a reason,
他们不肯是犹太教的, 在犹太教的保护伞底下,
they're not willing to be under the protection of the umbrella of Judaism.
他们不是犹太教里面的一支,
they're not a branch among the Jews.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
什么时候教会妥协了?
Whenever the church compromises,
什么时候教会走回头路?
When the church goes the backwards,
回到犹太教去,
returns to Judaism,
逼迫就没有了,
then there's no persecution.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
请你记得,
let us remember,
今天教会如果走回头路的话,
so the church goes back to the beginning,
全世界要欢迎你,
the whole world will welcome you.
如果你向主忠心的话,
if you're faithful to the Lord,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
逼迫就来了,
persecution will start,
毁谤的话就来了,
blasphemous words will start.
你们有几个人要下在监里的?
Some of you will be imprisoned.
这样代价你愿意付吗?
Are you willing to pay such a price?
当我们唱诗歌的时候,
when we sing a hymn,
我不愿意失败,
I dare not be defeated,
我愿意做个得胜者,
I'm willing to be an overcomer.
你知道你唱那首诗歌所要付的代价吗?
You know what price you have to pay to sing that hymn?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
请我们记得,
let us remember,
在美国今天还会受逼迫吗?
In the United States, will you be persecuted?
不要忘记,
don't forget,
如果你回头路,
if you go back,
别人怎么做你也怎么做,
how other people do, so do we,
多少年都是这么做的,
we keep on doing it the same way,
你一点事也没有,
you have no problem.
你只要在那个保护伞底下,
you just need to be under that protective umbrella.
你可以睡平安觉的,
you can sleep well.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
But do you remember?
如果你真的向主做些忠心的话,
if you're truly faithful to the Lord,
你看见这是犹太人的,
this is the words, blasphemous words of the Jews.
这个难处是什么?
So what is this difficulty?
这个难处就是教会要妥协了。
That means the church will compromise.
教会要犹太教化了。
That means the church has become Judaized.
对,两个难处。
So there are two difficulties.
一个是尼格拉党的行为和他的教训。
One is the deeds and the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
还有一个呢,
the other one,
就是犹太人的毁谤话。
Is the blasphemous words of the Jews.
他不只是毁谤。
They don't just blaspheme. This is not only but a doctrine.
有个行为,
but there is a deed.
那个行为是什么?
What is that deed?
他们就开始逼迫了。
They started to persecute.
他们利用各种样的势力来逼迫了。
They use different methods to persecute.
那不止如此,
not only that,
你再读下去,
if you read further,
你看见读到别加摩的时候,
when you come to Pergamum,
有人服从了巴兰的教训,
you see that some people have held the teaching of Balaam.
巴兰是个外邦的先知,
now Balaam was a Gentile prophet.
现在弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见没有?
You see that?
巴兰的先知是什么?
What is a Balaam prophet?
结果叫以色列人就陷在罪里面,
so it caused the Jews to be in sin.
这个世界有许多的理论的,
so there's many the doctrines that, but sometimes these teachings can bring us to a tragic ending.
巴兰还有个什么特点?
What is the special feature of Balaam also?
巴兰是以先知作为得利门路的。
Balaam used his prophecy to gain something.
先知是为神说话的。
So prophecy, prophets were to speak for God.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
今天有人能借着为神说话，能够得做得利的门路。
So some people can use this matter of speaking for God to make it lucrative.
你看见今天许多人能够创造一个 kingdom 出来。
Some people can create certain kingdoms.
你在世界怎么做 business?
How you do business in the world?
今天你在教会同样能够创造这个局面出来。
You can also produce a certain situation in the church.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
你看见世界今天，你看教会世界化。
Now the world has become secularized.
这是巴兰的教训。
This is the teaching of Balaam.
等一等。
Wait a little bit.
你看见有耶西别的教训。
Then you see the teaching of Jezebel.
因为主说我有一件事要责备你。
Because I have one thing against you.
他对推亚推拉教会说。
He said to the church of Thyatira.
你容让那自称是先知的妇人。
You tolerate the woman who calls herself a prophet.
又是一个先知。
Another prophet.
这是十足的假先知。
Now this is another false prophet.
她是个妇人。
She's a woman.
她的名字叫耶西别。
Her name is Jezebel.
大家都知道。
Everyone knows.
我们知道说亚哈的王。
We know King Ahab.
恐怕是全旧约最坏的一个王。
He was probably the most evil king in the Old Testament.
别的以色列王。
The other Jewish kings.
把以色列人陷在罪拜偶像的罪里面。
Had brought them into the sin of idolatry.
虽然他们拜偶像。
Even though they worshipped idols.
他们没有把神换了。
They didn't change the God.
神还是神。
As God is still God.
耶和华还是耶和华。
Jehovah is still Jehovah.
谁把神换了呢？
Who changed the God?
耶西别把神换了。
Jezebel changed the God.
耶西别把巴利带到以色列人中间来。
Jezebel brought Baal into the midst of the Israelites.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
当教会世界化的时候
when the church becomes secularized,
你看世界宗教异教里面东西就跑到教会里面来了。
So you see paganism enters into the church.
这就是推亚推拉的情形。
So this is the condition of Thyatira.
为什么神对推亚推拉主对推亚推拉怎么说呢
What did the Lord say to Thyatira?
那眼目如火焰
Said
第十八节那眼目如火焰
And said the one who has eyes like a flame of fire
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
对推亚推拉
For the church in Thyatira
需要一双的眼睛
They need a pair of eyes
他们要注意那双眼睛
They have to look at those two eyes
那双眼睛像火焰
Those eyes are like a flame of fire
脚像光明的铜
And his feet are like burnished bronze
铜在圣经都代表审判来说
Bronze in the Bible always speaks about judgment
然后这位是谁呢
Who is this?
神的儿子
This is the son of GodBrothers and sisters,
他是唯一应当接受敬拜。
He is the only one that ought to be worshipped.
他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
为什么
？Why?
因为在推亚推拉教会里面
，Because in the Church of Thyatira,
他变成玛利亚的儿子。
He became the son of Mary.
所以人就拜起玛利亚来了。
So now everyone started to worship Mary.
什么时候人拜玛利亚
？When did man start to worship Mary?
为什么呢
？Why?
因为每一个宗教都有女神的。
Because every religion has a goddess.
只有基督教里面没有
Only Christianity does not have a goddess
他们从异教里面就搬了个女神过来
So they took something from the pagan religion and brought a goddess
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
圣经学者告诉你说
Bible scholars tell us
他们从哪里搬来的呢
Where did they bring it from
他们从巴比伦搬来的
They brought it from Babylon
所以因着这个缘故
So because of this
你看见吗稀奇的很
It's amazing
在教会里面
In the church
居然拜起玛利亚来了
You started seeing people worship Mary
许多人认为说他是玛利亚的儿子
Many people think he isthe son of Mary.
你看主耶稣怎么说
What did the Lord Jesus say?
他是神的儿子
He's the son of God.
你看见没有
You see that?
这叫什么
What is that?
这叫教会世界化
This means that the church has become secularized.
我永远不会忘记有一次我到拿撒勒
I'll never forget that one time I went to Nazareth.
我们参加个大教堂叫做报喜堂
We went to this cathedral called Cathedral of Joy,
报喜就是
Good news.
那这个报喜就是天使不是对玛利亚说你这大喜，你这蒙恩的女子等等等等。
Now didn't this angel announce the good news to Mary and said, you know, you are a blessed woman?
所以这个教堂呢，他们有一段时间就接受全世界的这个赠送。
So, they received, gifts from all over the world.
所以每个国家都送了一部玛利亚的像，他们通通把它放在。
So every nation gave an idol, a statue of Mary.
所以每个国家都有一个。
Every country had one.
英国有一个。
England,
美国有一个。
United States gave one.
你看全世界所有各地所拜那个玛利亚的像啊，就通通排在那里。
So they brought all the statues from all over the world from each nation and placed it in this cathedral.
那这个乃是给我们，这是给他们看见，这就是 各国的贡献都在这里了。
So you see that this is the contribution of the whole world is all here.
所以我们很有兴趣想看看中国的什么样子。
So we want to see what was the Chinese Mary look like.
所以我们看看那个中国的玛利亚。
So we looked at the Chinese Mary.
你知道那个像是什么像呢？
What is that statue?
是观音菩萨的像。
It's actually the statue of
the goddess
in Buddhism.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Do you see that?
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand?
这就是为什么当我们的主说预言的时候，
So that's when the Lord prophesied.
讲的教会在黑暗光景的时候，
When he said the church was in darkness.
当教会世界化的时候，
When the church becomes secularized.
你看那些所有的异教东西就跑到教会里面。
So all the things of the pagan religions have entered in.
你知道教皇什么时候开始的吗？
So do you know when the Pope put start?
是第四世纪开始的。
Start in the 4th century.
我们怎么知道？
How do we know?
因为你晓得。
You know that?
这个本来巴比伦的宗教。
Now the Babylonian religion.
我们知道他有个大祭司的。
Now they had a great high priest.
这个大祭司有个头衔，有个 title。
The great high priest had a title.
叫做 Pontifex Maximus.
It's Pontifex Maximus.
那么这个就是犹太教的，这就是巴比伦大祭司的。
Now this is a great high priest of the Babylonian religion.
慢慢这个巴比伦呢就移到别加摩去。
And slowly the center of the Babylonian religion was moved to Pergamum.
所以主写信给别加摩教会的。
So when the Lord wrote the letter to Pergamum,
你们中间有撒旦所住的地方，撒旦的座位的地方。
And then in your midst is the seat of Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹，这别加摩怎么会有撒旦的座位呢？
How can you find the throne of Satan there?
你就要在那个时候，巴比伦这个宗教的中心已经移到别加摩去。
Because the center of the Babylonian religion has been moved to Pergamum.
到了 Julius Caesar 的时候，
During the time of Julius Caesar，
大概那个时候，那个中心就移到罗马去了。
And that center probably was moved to Rome during that time.
现在请记得，
So let us remember now.
Julius Caesar 是罗马皇帝。
Julius Caesar is a Roman Empire.
他有两顶帽子。
He has two hats.
一顶帽， two hats. 他有一顶帽子，冠冕，他是皇帝。
One of them is a crown
emperor,
as an emperor.
另外一个，
the other one，
那个帽子什么？
The
那个帽子什么？那个 crown 是什么？
What is that?
另外一顶帽子，另外一顶。
What is the other
hat?
Well, it's not really hat. Okay.
没有关系。
Covering his head.
Well, 那个另外一个头衔是另外一个 title 是什么？
What is his other title?
Pontifex Maximus.
Pontifex Maximus.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
罗马的宗教。
So the Roman religion.
后来他们觉得罗马皇帝就是神。
So later on, they acknowledged the Roman emperor as a god.
为什么呢？
Why?
一面他们是罗马的皇帝。
On the one hand, he is the Roman emperor.
另外一方面。
On the other hand.
他是巴比伦宗教的大祭司。
He is the great high priest of the Babylonian religion.
巴比伦宗教是拜太阳。
So the Babylonian religion, they worship the sun god.
所以你看见吗？
So you see that?
看到尼禄他建造皇宫的时候，
So when Nero built his palace,
他建造一个像自由女神那么高的，
He built a statue as tall as the Statue of Liberty.
而且他头上像太阳发光一样，
And then the face was like shining like the sun.
不要忘记，
Don't forget,
尼禄就是整个巴比伦宗教的 Pontifex Maximus.
So Nero was actually the Pontifex Maximus of that religion. So then he called himself God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
如果你读圣读教会历史的话,
if you study church history,
你就看得非常非常的清楚,
then it becomes very, very clear.
然后大家都知道,
so everyone knows.
从此以后,
from that point on,
谁坐在罗马帝国皇帝的宝座上,
so whoever sat on the throne of the Roman Empire,
他一面是皇帝,
on the one hand he was emperor,
一面是 Pontifex Maximus,
on the other hand was the Pontifex Maximus.
这非常清楚的,
it's very clear.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是什么?
What is that?
这是历史。
This is history.
到了第四世纪的时候，
When you came to the 4th century,
到了这个西罗马帝国、东罗马帝国要分家的时候，
When the Western and Eastern Roman Empire separated,
那个时候西罗马有一个皇帝，
At that time, the Western Empire had a
这个皇帝非常爱主，
This emperor loved the Lord.
所以等到他们要把这个 Pontifex Maximus 给他的时候，
When they were going to give him the title of Pontifex Maximus,
他说no, 我不能要这个，
He said no, I can't have it.
我拒绝这个，
I reject this.
但是等一等，
But wait,
慢慢有人愿意接受。
But there's someone else that wants to take it.
谁愿意接受呢？
Who's willing to take it?
没有多久以后，
Not soon after.
我们知道说在那个时候在这个在罗马，
Now, at that time in Rome,
there are
46 elders there.
这个46个长老里面有个长老长最大的就是bishop。
There's a four, among the 46 elders, there was a bishop.
那就是罗马的建督。
Now, he was the bishop of Rome.
那请记得,
but don't forget.
因为罗马是全国的首都,
because Rome is the capital of the empire.
所以在这么多的建筑, 这么多的bishop里面,
so among all the bishops,
当然最大的是罗马建筑。
Of course, the largest bishop is the bishop of Rome.
很清楚的,
very clear.
如果你住在纽约附近的话,
if you live in the New York area,
纽约是有建筑,
New Jersey has a bishop.
纽约有建筑,
New York has a bishop.
在metropolitan area,
in the metropolitan area.
那哪个是最大的呢?
Now, who's the largest?
It's
the greatest bishop is the one in New York. But if you go to Washington, because the Washington is the capital of the United States, so he is greater than all the other bishops.
那请记得,
so the, now remember,
在那个时候,
at that time,
罗马的建督,
the bishop in Rome,
他们接受了一个封号,
they received a title. The title came from the emperor.
Pontifex Maximus.
Pontifex Maximus.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
请记得,
let us remember.
教, 所谓的教皇,
the Pope,
所谓教会的元首,
or the head of the church,
现在是什么呢? 现在是巴比伦宗教的最大的祭司,
is the great, the high priest of the Babylonian religion.
从那个又开始,
from that point on,
所有的教皇, 他们的封号通通是 Pontifex Maximus.
So you discover that from that point on, every single pope's title is Pontifex Maximus.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
难怪在教会最黑暗的时候,
so that's why in the dark ages of the church,
你看见许多异教里面东西都搬到教会里面来,
many things of the pagan religions has entered into the church.
如果大家参观那个特别圣彼得堂的话,
if you go to St. Peter's Cathedral,
你知道圣彼得埋所谓埋葬的地方,
so the place where St. Peter was buried,
上面有个 canopy, 有一个天照,
there's a canopy above the so-called place of burial.
出巡的时候都有天照的,
you know, when the emperor appears, they all have a canopy over them.
你知道那个整个是金子打的，是个天照，是很贵很贵的。
And that canopy is made completely of gold.
你知道那个天照从哪里来的吗?
Do you know where did that canopy come from?
那个天照就从外邦的庙里面把它搬来的。
That canopy actually came from a pagan temple.
那么他们所认为第一任的教皇就在那个天照底下，就埋在底下的。
So they, what they call the first pope was buried underneath this canopy.
请大家记得,
so let us remember.
今天我们要问,
we want to ask today.
这是世界,
is this world? Is this a Babylonian religion?
这个还是那个曾经跟随主,
or are these the ones that follow the Lord?
天下一切所有来跟随他的主人,
and forsook all to follow their Lord.
最后彼得说,
then Peter said at the end, I'm not worthy to be crucified this way with the Lord. Turn me upside down and crucify me.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
为做主的缘故,
for the Lord's sake,
他们变成贫穷,
they became poor.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
虽然如此,
because even thus,
他们从来没有怨言，忠心的跟随主,
they follow the Lord faithfully to the end.
但是没有想到,
but they didn't imagine,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
等到教会到了一个情绪,
when the church has entered into a certain point,
到了最黑暗的时候,
in the darkest ages,
你分不清楚,
you cannot distinguish,
这是教会吗?
Is this the church?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故,
because of this,
你看见吗?
You see that?
这就是教会怎么变成世界化,
this is how the church became secularized. Don't think this is just a condition of the first century.
这是预言,
this is a prophecy.
人是一直活在传统里面的,
man always lives in tradition.
你知道今天人能够离开传统是一件不容易的事,
now for man to leave tradition is not an easy thing.
你说为什么 Thanksgiving 一定要吃火鸡?
So why do you have to eat turkey on Thanksgiving day?
你不吃火鸡就不是 Thanksgiving.
If you don't eat turkey, it's not Thanksgiving.
你说我把感谢归给主，这个不算的。
You said if I give praise to the Lord, that doesn't count.
你要看到火鸡才算的。
You have to see the turkey, then it counts.
所以你看，人今天实在受什么，受宗，受什么的影响，受传统的影响。
So man is greatly influenced by tradition.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
教会的传统已经2000年了。
The tradition of the church has already passed down for 2000 years. There was tradition among the people of Israel.
你看见吗?
You see that?
他们因着祖宗的 遗传。
Because of the tradition of the fathers.
结果你看他们废掉了神的话。
So that's why they got rid of the word of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那些为难我们的主的。
Those who gave difficulty to the Lord.
我们的主对圣经没有问题。
Our Lord has no problem with the Bible.
但是我们的主反对传统。
But our Lord was against tradition.
弟兄姊妹你看见没有？
Do you see that?
因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
有一件事我们要记得。
There's one thing we have to remember.
如果我们的主接受传统的话。
If our Lord accepted tradition.
没有人会定他十字架。
No one will crucify him.
他们要欢迎他的。
They will welcome him.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
如果今天。
If today.
你愿意站在主的为站在与主站在一边。
If you're willing to stand with the Lord.
你愿意悔改。
You're willing to repent.
你愿意在这里为主做见证。
You're willing to be a testimony for him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你接着要准备犹太人的毁谤。
You have to be prepared for the blasphemy of the Jews.
你接着要接受的乃是世界的逼迫。
You have to be ready to be persecuted by the world.
请我们记得。
So let us remember.
我们可以唱诗说我们愿意做个得胜者。
We can sing, I dare not be defeated, I want to be an overcomer.
知道这个背后所包括是什么吗
？So what is, but what is behind it?
我们说我们真的忠于主的托付吗
？Are we faithful to what the Lord has given us?
我们的道不知道听了多少次吗
？We've heard so many messages,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
你能不能恨恶主所恨恶的
？Can you hate what God hates?
你们能不能不从推呀、啊、推拉的教训
？Can you not follow the teaching of Thyatira?
哦，那个教训你不顺从
？You don't follow that teaching.
弟兄，你敢不敢
？Do you dare do it?
弟兄姊妹，感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
马丁路德敢
，Martin Luther dared to do it.
加尔文敢
，Calvin dared to do it. You see that?
这些人乃是得胜者。
These people are overcomers.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
那个影响还是那么深的。
But that influence is still deep.
那个影响太深刻了。
That the influence is too deep.
就做马丁路德跟加尔文来说的话。
So in this matter of Martin Luther and John Calvin.
加尔文比马丁路德勇敢的更多。
Calvin was even bolder than Martin Luther.
你看见马丁路德认为说只要圣经没有禁止的我们还可以留下来。
So, Martin Luther said, you can keep anything that the Bible has not forbidden.
所以你知道他们聚会里面蜡烛还留着的。
So, when they met, they still kept the candles.
需要圣经里没有的他就留下来了。
So, anything that the Bible doesn't prohibit, they kept.
但是加尔文说 no.
But John Calvin said no.
只要圣经里没有的。
Said, if the Bible doesn't have it.
只要任何叫你想起巴比伦的。
Anything that reminds you of Babylon.
我们与偶像是没有相干的。
We'll have nothing to do with idols.
弟兄姊妹什么叫清教徒
?Who are the Puritans?
许多时候我们认为清教徒只是不喝酒的。
We often think the Puritans just don't drink wine.
不是的
，No.
清教徒乃是维持教会纯洁的一般的人。
So the Puritans are those that kept the purity of the church.
今天有谁起来维护神教会的圣洁
？Who is willing to uphold the purity of the church?
我们大家都是好好先生。
All of us are good people.
我们大家都是好人。
We all want to be good people.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
但愿主开我们的眼。
May the Lord open our eyes.
什么叫做得胜者
？What are the overcomers?
得胜者就是。
The overcomers are there.
别人看不见。
What other people don't see?
你看见了。
You saw it.
别人不恨。
Everyone else doesn't hate.
你恨。
You hate it.
因为主恨。
Because God, the Lord hates it.
感觉主所感觉的。
You can sense what the Lord senses.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们每个人都睡着了。
All of us have fallen asleep.
所以教会一直到今天。
So the church until today.
过去是如何。
How it's in the past.
现在也是如何。
Today is the same way.
我们在传统底下。
We are under the influence of tradition.
传统底下教会是一栋房子。
Under tradition, the church is a house.
所以我们到教会去。
So it's a building. So we go to church.
剪刀留在教会里。
So we forgot our scissors in the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你说因为传统这样的。
Because tradition tells us this.
从来没有问说。
You never ask.
圣经是怎么说。
What does the Bible say?
圣经说教会乃是基督的身。
The Bible says the church is the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你要讨世界喜欢。
Or do you want to please the world?
你还是讨主的喜欢。
You want to please the Lord.
我再说弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你有看见吗
?Have you seen it?
今天我们对个人的罪很敏感的。
So today we're very sensitive to our personal sin.
我们对团体的罪有没有感觉
?Are we sensitive to the corporate sin?
感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. We see here.
今天的盼望在哪里
?Where is our hope?
在这许多的教这教会里面。
Among, all these churches.
我们的主就兴起得胜者了。
Our Lord raised overcomers.
主借着他们。
Through them.
能带进那个恢复。
They can bring in a recovery.
然后借着十字架的工作。
And through the work of the cross.
除去我们的皱纹和我们脸上的斑点。
To remove our spots and wrinkles.
然后行起初所当行的事。
And so that we can do the things that we did in the beginning.
我们热心而且悔改。
And we are zealous and we also repent.
我们让我们的主不在外面叩门能让他进到与我们一同坐席。
We do not allow our Lord to be knocking outside, but we allow him to enter inside and to feast with us.
这些人就是得胜者。
These people are the overcomers.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
教会有没有明天
?Does the church, what determines that the church has a future?
就是问以色列人有没有明天。
Is the question, do the people of Israel have a tomorrow?
基甸的时候。
during the time of Gideon, every time when they were going to time of harvest, now Canaan was a land flowing with milk and honey.
那些的丰收是黄金的丰收。
Those harvests are golden harvests.
他们应该丰收的时候就把丰收吃到肚子里面去。
So when they should have eaten all their golden harvests.
结果他们还没有吃到肚子里面。
So before they were able to put it in their mouth.
从沙漠那边来的东方人亚玛利人，东方人和米甸人。
So the Amorites and the Midianites came from the east.
他们带着骆驼。
And they brought camels.
像蝗虫一样。
They're just like locusts.
就在他们丰收的时候。
Right during the time of their harvest.
他们就把所有的都抢去了。
And then they ate up everything.
以色列人怎么生存？
How did the people of Israel survive?
他们要在山里面挖洞才可以的。
They had to dig holes.
圣经告诉我们说。
So the Bible tells us.
以色列人极其贫穷。
So the people of Israel were utterly poor.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
以色列有没有明天？
Do the people of Israel have a tomorrow?
以色列有没有明天？
Does Israel have a tomorrow?
你要问，
you have to ask.
以色列有没有基甸和他三百个同伴？
Does Israel have Gideon and his 300 warriors?
所以约翰威斯利说得很好。
So John Wesley said this.
你只要给我三百个人。
Just give me 300 people.
不怕人。
Not afraid of how many people.
只怕神。
You're just afraid of God.
我要用这300人点火整个的世界。
I will use these 300 people and lighten up the whole world.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
以色列有没有前途？
Does Israel have a future?
就是看神能不能兴起基甸和他的300人。
It depends on whether God can raise Gideon and his 300 warriors.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
300人。
300 people.
他们打了胜仗了。
They won a victory.
他们不是为自己打胜仗。
They were not warring for themselves.
他们是为着全体打胜
仗。They were warring for the whole church.
所以后来等到
So when Ephraim was in argument with
them,
when we fought, why didn't you look for us?
但是稀奇的很，
isn't it amazing?
现在我们打了胜仗了，
now we are victorious.
你也可以收战利品的，
you can also pick up the spoils.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看你这个得胜的好处是为着全以色列人的，
so this victory is for the whole of Israel.
如果教会中有得胜者的话，
if the church has overcomers,
他们不是为着自己，
they're not there for themselves.
他们是为着全教会得胜的，
they're there for the whole church.
全教会要得着荣耀，
the whole church will receive glory.
他们得胜了，
they overcome.
神说全教会得胜了，
the Lord says,
以色列人得胜了，
the whole Israel is overcoming.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你明白吗？
you understand that?
到了这个时候，
at this point,
谁是最红的人呢？
who is the most popular person?
谁是最荣耀的人呢？
who is the glorious person?
当然是基甸了，
of course it's Gideon.
所以他们说，
so that's what they said.
我们要拥护你做王，
we want to make you king.
我们要你儿子也做王，
we want your son to be king too.
你看见吗？
do you see that?
当你真的是得胜者，
when you're true overcomer,
你应该得着荣耀，
you shall receive glory.
你枪林弹雨，你经过战场流血流汗，你应当得最高的荣耀的。
You went through the battlefield through sweat and through blood. You should receive all the glory.
结果圣经告诉我们，
then the Bible tells us.
基甸怎么说呢？
What did Gideon say?
我不做你们的王。
I am not here to be your king.
我的儿子也不做你们的王。
My son will not be your king.
但是神做你们的王。
May God be your king.
这是最大的试探。
This is the greatest temptation.
如果你有了一点才干，
if you have a certain ability, a little bit of gift,
你很难不做王的。
It's very difficult for you not to be king.
教会贡献太大了。
Because you have great contribution to the church.
你救那么多人。
You save so many people.
你不做王谁做王呢？
If you're not king, who should be king?
这个时候，
but at this point,
你说我不做王。
You can say, I don't want to be king.
我不做你们的王。
I won't be your king.
因为从第一天开始。
Because on the first day,
基甸就觉得自己什么也不是。
Gideon felt that he was nothing.
神说就凭着你这个能力。
So because of your ability,
你的能力就是没有能力。
Your ability is you have none.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
就是因为你没有能力。
Because you have no ability,
神呼召你。
Then God called you.
就是因为你不行。
Because you're not able.
神呼召你。
God called you.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
一个人成功了。
If someone is successful,
你要看。
Now you have to look.
他是不是个得胜者？
Is he an overcomer?
你不是在他最成功的时候。
Is not looking at when he's the most successful.
这个时候。
At this point.
他说我不做你们的王。
Said I won't be your king.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他仿佛在那里说。
As if he's saying there.
我岂肯止住叫神和人喜乐的酒？
How can I stop the wine of joy between man and God?
那然后那个飘摇在众善之上，众树之上。
How can it be above all the trees?
弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你记不记得？
Do you remember?
这是他儿子。
This is his son.
就剩下一个。
He only had one son.
他们全家被抄家灭族，一个都不剩，只剩下一个。
His whole family was destroyed. He only left one son.
结果他的儿子。
Then his son.
这实在是近前的后裔。
Indeed, it's the son of a righteous one.
因为有得胜的父亲，所以有得胜的儿子。
Because there's an overcoming father, there's an overcoming son.
当他全家被抄族的时候。
When his whole family was destroyed.
所有的兄弟都没有了。
All the brothers died. died.
杀在一块磐石上。
They were killed on one rock.
那块磐石。
That rock.
就是当初他们的父亲遇见神的地方。
That's the place where Gideon met God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
就在这个时候。
At this point.
你看见他能跑到基利山去。
He can run to Gilead.
我们知道基利山是给祝福的山。
Now we know that mountain is a mountain of blessing.
你只要站在基利山就是给人祝福的。
If you stand upon the mountain, you can bless people.
现在你看见几乎敌人把你完全毁灭了。
So the enemy almost destroyed you completely.
你还有祝福的话吗？
Do you still have a word of blessing?
所以他站起来了。
So he stood up.
他说了个比喻。
He said a parable.
整个比喻是荆棘做王的比喻。
And the parable is the thorn becoming a king.
肉体喜欢做王的。
The flesh likes to be king.
你看见吗，弟兄姊妹？
But you see that?
什么是得胜者呢？
What is the overcomer?
如果教会中充满荆棘的话，
If the church is full of the bushes,
每个人都要做王的。
Everyone will be king.
大家都要争谁伟大的。
Everyone will fighting who's greatest.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
给我们看见。
We see that.
这里有一个人。
There's one person here.
就是像基甸一样。
He is just like Gideon.
他是个得胜者。
He is an overcomer.
他三百个人也是得胜者。
The 300 are also overcomers.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
他们得胜不是为自己得胜。
They don't overcome for themselves.
他们的得胜。
They're overcoming.
乃是为着全体来得胜。
It's for the whole, for whole Israel.
到了最后的时候。
Towards the end.
他应该做王了。
He should have been king.
流了那么多的血。
He shed so much blood.
经过那么多的危险。
After so much danger.
你实在是英雄了。
You are the hero.
哪一个英雄不坐在宝座上呢？
Which hero shouldn't be on the throne?
世界上有一个英雄是不坐宝座。
There is one hero in the world that does not sit upon the throne.
你愿意不愿意，弟兄姊妹？
Are you willing, brothers?
你愿意不愿意这样做，做得胜者？
Are you willing to be an overcomer this way?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
以色列有没有明天？
Does Israel have a tomorrow?
你要问说基甸在哪里？
You have to ask, where is Gideon?
基甸和他的三百人在哪里？
Where is the Gideon and the 300?
同样的。
The same way.
当我们来到这主的话的时候，
When we come to the word of God,
我们要问说，
We have to ask,
今天那个得胜者在什么地方？
Where are the overcomers today?
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
这个就是主要借助这一段圣经，
So this is what the Lord wants to do through this portion,
来呼召他的得胜者，
To call his overcomers.
不过我们要注意，
But we have to pay attention.
这个得胜者有个人的。
Now, overcomers, there are personal, individual overcomers.
没有问题的。
No question.
七个教会里面。
Among the seven churches.
你看当主呼召得胜者的时候。
When the Lord calls the overcomers.
虽然推啊推拉，整个的教会堕落了。
Even though the whole church of Thyatira fell.
有一半得胜者。
But there was a group of overcomers.
他们不从那个教训。
They don't follow the teaching.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主把晨星赐给他们。
The Lord gave them the morning star.
晨星就是天最黑的时候。
The morning star is when it's the darkest.
所以你知道推啊推拉乃是代表教会最黑暗的时候。
So Thyatira represents the darkest age in church, in the church history. Thank the Lord.
就在天主教的时候。
So during the time of the
教会最黑暗的时候。
Catholic church, in the darkest age of the church,
兴起一般得胜者来。
The Lord raised a group of overcomers.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
不管教会到了什么情形。
No matter what condition the church had entered into,
都能够得着一般得胜者。
The Lord could gain a group of overcomers.
这是没有错的。
Without a doubt.
但是你不要忘记。
But then, don't forget.
在七个教会里面。
Amongst the seven churches.
因为两个教会是不需要悔改的。
There are two churches that didn't need to repent.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean?
这就给我们看见。
This shows us.
这两个教会。
These two churches.
乃是团体的得胜者。
These are, corporate overcomers.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道个人有得胜者。
So you have individual overcomers.
但是主对主对腓立帖怎么说呢？
But what did the Lord say to the church in Philadelphia?
主说我必快来。
He said, behold, I am coming quickly.
你要持守你所有的。
So,
verse 11.
So, hold fast what you have.
免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
So that no one will take your crown.
所以这什么意思？
What does that mean?
腓立帖整个的教会有一个冠冕。
So the whole church of Philadelphia has a crown.
你看见没有？
You see that?
在圣经里面。
In the Bible.
有一个人已经有了冠冕的。
There is one individual that has a crown.
那是保罗。
That's Paul.
他说有公义的冠冕为我存留。
So there's a crown of righteousness waiting for me.
就是教会来说。
So for the church.
有一个教会。
There's one church.
整个教会是有冠冕的。
The whole church has a crown.
所以现在他们的问题。
So their problem is this.
他们怎么做得胜者呢？
How do they become an overcomer?
就是不要失去你的冠冕。
So don't lose your crown.
不要叫别人夺去你的冠冕。
Don't let anyone take your crown.
所以这什么意思？
What does that mean?
第一，
First,
给我们看见。
It shows us.
这个冠冕不是专利的。
This crown is not, exclusive.
不是专利的。
It's not,
exclusive right.
It's not their exclusive right.
意思就是说，如果我们不忠心的话
，so that means that if we're not faithful，
神会兴起另外一帮人。
The Lord will raise another group of people.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看
，So brothers and sisters, you see that?
因为他不是专利的
，because he doesn't have the exclusive right.
因为他不是申请这个 patent.
Because he doesn't have a patent.
所以因为这个缘故
，because for this reason，
弟兄姊妹，你会失去那个冠冕
，you may lose that crown.
所以这是得给我们一个很大的警告。
So this is a great warning for us.
没有一个人得胜就永远得胜了。
No one overcomes and then forever.
感谢主
but thank the Lord.
今天全教会有了冠冕
The whole church has a crown.
而且主明明应许他们
And the Lord gave a promise to them.
到了大灾难的时候
During the time of the tribulation.
你看整个的教会要被提的
The whole church will be raptured.
很清楚的
It's very clear.
但指着腓立特腓说
But it refers to Philadelphia.
是那些遵守主忍耐到人说的
It refers to those who have, who have kept the word of perseverance.
这什么意思呢
What does that mean?
有个人的得胜者
There is the individual overcomer.
但这里是个团体的得胜者
But there, here is a group overcomer.
整个腓立特腓都是得胜的。
The whole church of Philadelphia is an overcoming church.
稀不稀奇
Isn't it amazing?
所以因着这个缘故
So because of this,
你看七个悔改里面有一个主没有对腓立特腓传悔改的道。
So the one church that the Lord didn't preach repentance was the church of Philadelphia.
为什么不需要悔改
Why didn't they need to repent?
因为他们是至死忠心的。
Because they are faithful until death.
他们是遵守神忍耐的道。
They have kept the word of perseverance.
不管经过多少的艰难
No matter how much difficulty they went through.
他们仍旧向主忠心的。
They were faithful to the Lord.
还有一个
Another one.
士美拿
The church in Smyrna.
你看见没有
You see that?
士美拿是至死忠心的教会。
They were faithful until the end.
所以他们不需要悔改。
So they don't need to repent.
换一句话说
In other words,
他们从头一直到现在
From the beginning until now,
他们没有改变过。
They never changed.
有一件事很有意思。
And one thing is very interesting.
这些教会都是小亚细亚的教会。
These churches are all in church in the Asia Minor.
当保罗两年之久在推拉奴学房讲两年道的时候
So when Paul was in Tyrannus and he preached for 2 years,
圣经告诉我们说
the Bible tells us,
全亚细亚都听见主的道
the whole of Asia heard the word of the Lord.
所以从这里我们知道
so from here we know,
当以弗所教会被主建立的时候
so when the church in Ephesus was built by the Lord,
大概在那个时候老底嘉也建立
at that time the church in Laodicea was probably built,
腓立特腓也建立
same thing with Philadelphia.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
你想想看
you think about it,
在保罗的指示底下
under the ministry of Paul,
不可能只有以弗所是成熟的
it's impossible that only the church in Ephesus was mature,
罗西是成熟的
not just Colossae was mature,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你可以想象到
you can imagine,
在那个时候
at that time,
小亚细亚的众教会
The churches in Asia Minor
他们都被带到丰富的经历
They were all brought into abundance and richness
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
You see that?
他们不光是丰富
They're not just rich
而且是那么丰富
And they were so rich
但是不同在这里
But the difference is this
30年后
After 30 years
你看见以弗所从原来的地方从起初的爱坠落
The church in Ephesus lost their first love.
他没有忠心到底
He was not faithful until the end.
他曾经得胜过
He overcame at one point.
曾经荣耀过
He was glorious at one point.
但是他坠落
But now he is fallen.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers,
不止以弗所是如此
Not only church in Ephesus
五个教会都是如此
The five churches were also this way.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
只有两个教会
Only two churches.
证明什么
It proves what?
证明经过了三十年以后
After 30 years.
三十年以前如何
30 years how you were.
三十年以后仍旧如何
It was still the same 30 years later.
这个叫做至死忠心
This means to persevere until death.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
什么叫至死忠心
What does it mean to be faithful until death?
当主把丰富给我们
When the Lord gave us abundance,
我们永远年轻
We are forever young.
我们不容许皱纹在我们身上出现
We do not allow wrinkles to appear on our face.
感谢主
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
在腓立特腓身上
In the church of Philadelphia.
在士美拿身上
The church in Smyrna.
你看见没有
You see that?
他们的的确是至死忠心
They were faithful until death.
他们遵守主忍耐的道
They kept the word of perseverance
主还没有回来
The Lord didn't return.
他们经过很多的震撼
They went through many shakings.
结果呢他们仍旧没有失败
Yet they didn't fail.
他们仍旧能够持守到底
They could uphold that until the end.
亲爱的弟兄
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗
You see that?
这个就是这两个教会
This is these two churches.
他们是团体的得胜
They are a corporate overcomer.
所以主的话是很清楚的
So the Lord's word is clear.
不是每一个教会都要经过晚年的
It's not that every church has to go through the aging process.
最少有两个
There are two churches.
一个是士美拿教会
One is church in Smyrna.
一个 是
Philadelphia。
One church is in Philadelphia。
那么他们秘诀在哪里？
What is their secret?
弟兄姊妹，他们有共同的点。
They share a common point.
在士美拿主怎么说
？In Smyrna, what did the Lord say?
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷。
He said,
verse 9.
I know your tribulation and your poverty.
你却是富足的。
But you are rich.
你知道吗？这句话很有意思。
This is very interesting.
我知道你的贫穷。
I know your poverty.
但主按主说，其实你是富足
的。But you are rich.
老底家不是。
Laodicea is not the same.
老底家说我是富足，已经发了财。
Laodicea said, I am rich, I am become wealthy.
主说你是贫穷、可怜、瞎眼的。
But the Lord says you are poor, wretched, and blind.
弟兄姊妹，你清楚吗？
Do you see that?
现在很明白了。
Now it's clear.
这个士美拿是贫穷的。
The Smyrnans are poor.
士美拿是什么也没有的。
The church of Smyrna has nothing.
那么圣经告诉我们，腓立帖腓怎么样的呢？
So how about the church of Philadelphia?
我知道你的行为。
I know your deeds.
你略有一点的力量。
You have a little power.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见他们没有力量。
They didn't have power.
他们也是贫穷的。
They are also poor.
你略有一点的力量。
You have a little power.
但是我要给你一个敞开的门。
But I will keep for you an open door.
他们是最贫穷的。
They were the poorest.
他们是最丰富的。
But they are the richest.
为什么？
Why?
他们的丰富的秘诀。
What is the secret of the fullness?
因为他们贫穷。
Because they are poor.
你知道许多时候我们磅称重量常常磅称会欺骗我们。
Oftentimes, when we stand on a scale, it tricks us.
你每次磅磅你很开心。
When you, sometimes when you measure, you're very happy.
你身体没有想到你那么重。
You never imagine that you're so heavy.
但如果你仔细诚实对待自己。
But if you're honest with yourself.
你要问自己，你每次磅秤的时候，你有没有归零的。
So you have to ask whether you put it to zero first on the scale.
许多人都不归零的。
Many people don't put it to zero first.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
你看见说，士美拿是归零的教会。
You see, Smyrna was one that went to zero first.
你看见腓立帖腓乃是归零的教会。
Philadelphia went to zero first as well.
就像基甸一样。
Just like Gideon.
我在玛拿家中是最小的。
I am the smallest of all.
我在马拿中是最小最小的。
I am the smallest of all.
我在父家中也是最小的。
I am also the smallest in the father's house.
但是神怎么说？
What did the Lord say?
就是凭着你这个力量。
Now because of your strength,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
安慰士美拿。
The Lord comforted Smyrna.
不要害怕。
Don't be afraid.
你知道吗？他们如果向主忠心的话，
if they're faithful to the Lord,
只要撒旦毁谤的话。
The blasphemous words of Satan.
只要是犹太人的毁谤。
If it's the blasphemy of Jews.
弟兄姊妹，一受逼迫，他们就没有了。
If they're persecuted, then they're gone.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见没有？
You see that?
他们最不安全的一般的人。
They are the most unsafe people.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这两个教会。
These two churches.
有两把钥匙。
Have two keys.
士美拿。
A Smyrna,
所拿的乃是死亡和阴间的钥匙。
They took the keys of death and Hades.
因为主启示，他说我是首先末后，又是死而又活过来的。
Because I am the first and the last, I was dead, but now have risen again.
那位主手里拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
In his hands are the keys of death and Hades.
所以他们那个至死忠心。
So that's why they can be faithful until death.
腓立帖腓呢？
How about Philadelphia?
你看见他们手里拿着大卫的钥匙。
They hold the keys of David.
什么叫大卫的钥匙？
What is the keys of David?
大卫的宫廷里面有一个仆人。
Now there was a servant in the house of David.
他的肩膀上扛着一串的钥匙。
On his shoulder was a set of keys.
然后借着这个钥匙就可以把整个宫殿里面所有的门都打开的。
And through these keys he can open the doors to all the house.
大卫的宫殿。
The palace of David
所代表乃大卫的丰富和他的宝藏
represents his riches and his fullness.
现在当这个钥匙放在腓立帖腓的教会手里的时候
when the keys are in the hands of the church of Philadelphia,
你看所有基督那测不到的丰富
all the unsearchable riches of Christ
就能倾倒在他们身上
can be poured forth on them.
你看见没有
you see that?
因为主说看哪、啊、我给你一个敞开的门
so because I've given you an open door.
这个门不光是福音的门
this is not just a door of the gospel.
这个门乃是丰富的门
this door is a full door.
哦弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见没有
Now do you see that?
印着两把的钥匙
Because of the two keys
一把是死亡和阴间的钥匙
One is the key of death of Hades
一把是大卫的钥匙
One is the key of David
结果你看见吗
Do you see that?
整个教会都是得胜的
Then the whole church is overcoming
什么叫腓立帖腓
What is the church of Philadelphia?
腓立帖腓是弟兄相爱
The church of Philadelphia is the brethren loving one another
你们都是弟兄
You are all brothers
印着你们都是弟兄
Because you are all brothers
那么那些坚持说要有居间阶级人怎么办呢
So how about those that emphasize that they need an intermediate class
他们是撒旦议会的
They are of the synagogue of Satan
是自称是犹太人其实不是犹太人
They call themselves Jews but are not
乃是说谎话的
They are liars
我要使他们在你面前脚前下拜
I will call them to bow before you
起头他们攻击你
In the beginning, they attacked you.
起初他们反对你,
they were against you.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, now the Lord wants the whole world to see. The Lord loves you. Let them know.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
他们要在, 在菲拉铁菲脚前下拜,
so they have to bow before Philadelphia.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
当教会全体得胜的时候,
when the church overcomes as a corporate, those who are against them,
他们外面反对,
outwardly they're against them.
他们心里是佩服的,
on the inside they honor them.
他们心里是在脚前下拜的,
they are bowing before them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是教会的见证,
this is the testimony of the church.
这是荣耀的教会,
this is a glorious church.
这是全教会都是得胜的光景,
this is with the condition of the whole church overcoming. Have you seen this?
如果你看见这,
if you've seen this,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is the way of the church.
今天教会的路怎么走的呢?
What is the way of the church today?
很清楚的,
it's very clear.
一个是士美拿,
one is Smyrna,
一个就是菲拉铁菲,
one is the church of Philadelphia.
这里给我们看见说,
this shows us this.
两个教会,
the two churches,
你看都是忠心到底,
they're all faithful until the end.
你有没有记得一句话很有意思, 在菲拉铁菲里,
did you ever remember something very interesting in the church of Philadelphia?
你看见第十二节,
verse 12.
得胜的我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
下面有一句很稀奇的话,
there's a very interesting phrase there.
他也必不再从那里出去。
And he will not go out from it anymore.
可见有的柱子曾经出去过。
So it means certain pillars had gone out before.
这个柱子怎么出去的?
How did the pillar go out?
啊, 现在你才晓得。
Now you understand.
菲拉铁菲是有名地震的地方。
Now, Philadelphia was a famous place that had earthquakes.
这个菲拉铁菲啊, 那个震央就在它旁边。
And then the center, the epicenter is always right next to Philadelphia.
菲拉铁菲的人都不敢住在城里面。
So Philadelphia, no one dares to live in the city.
他们通通跑到城外面去住。
They all live outside of the city.
因为太危险了。
Because it's too dangerous.
本来殿中有柱子的,
and then there used to be pillars in the temple.
结果一地震柱子就出去了,
and then after the earthquake, the temple went outside, the pillar went outside.
现在得胜的要怎么样呢?
But now how about the overcomers?
虽然地震,
even though you have earthquake,
这个柱子地震不出去, 柱子不出去的,
this pillar will not be shaken out.
最有意思在哪里?
It's very interesting.
你知道是这个菲拉铁菲最有名的出产是什么?
What is the most famous produce of Philadelphia?
是全世界最好的葡萄酒。
They produce the best wine in the world.
你说那么多地震,
so much earthquake.
什么还有葡萄酒呢?
How do you have wine?
葡萄树,
the vine.
是所有树木里面,
it's among all the trees,
最经得起地震的,
is the one that can resist earthquake the most.
你如果是香柏树,
if you're an oak tree,
你太伟大了,
you're too great.
一个地震, 两个地震就把你震垮了,
one or two earthquakes, you fall and you're destroyed.
橡树也是如此,
and then the same thing with the
无花果树也是如此,
and same thing with the fig tree.
但是只有葡萄树,
but only the 弟兄, vine.
弟兄子, 现在你明白吗?
Now, but
葡萄树是最经得起天震, 天荒地震的,
vine is the one that can resist earthquake the most.
经过许多次的震撼,
after much shaking,
它仍旧能够出产美酒,
it can still produce wine.
它仍旧能有供应,
it can still give out.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
如果今天你要 做得胜者的话,
if you want to be an overcomer today,
我们的主不止震动地,
our Lord not only shakes the earth,
他也要震动天,
he will also shake the heavens.
所谓震动天,
shaking the heavens means,
只都在教会里面的震动来说,
means a shaking in the church.
但是弟兄,
but brothers and sisters,
许多时候在人来看,
oftentimes in the perspective of man,
这一地震, 菲拉铁菲就没有,
one earthquake and Philadelphia is gone.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
30年来,
for 30 odd years,
以弗所,
the church in Ephesus used to be the most glorious church.
当初菲拉铁菲也差不多的,
the church of Philadelphia was about the same.
但一直到今天,
but until today,
你看见,
you see that?
仍旧是美酒供应出去,
it is still, you see the wine being given out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
就像保罗所说的,
just like Paul says,
他说我交奠的时候到了,
he said, my time of dedication has come.
Drink offering, 就是我献
drink offering.
什么叫做 drink 交奠, 叫做 drink offering.
What does it mean to have a drink offering?
那就是酒祭,
it means the wine offering.
在旧约祭司献祭的时候,
in the Old Testament, the priest, they offer sacrifices.
他一定要把一杯葡萄的酒,
they always have to take a cup of wine,
满杯的葡萄酒,
full of wine,
倒在祭坛上
and poured it on the altar.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这就是腓立帖腓的家
This is the church in Philadelphia.
他的一生像葡萄树
Their whole life is just like the vine.
好不容易结果子了
You produce the fruit very difficultly.
这是最荣耀最骄傲的
This is the proudest, most glorious thing.
结果没有想到经过酒榨
But then that fruit has to go to the wine press.
最后酒从里面出来
And then wine came forth from it.
好不容易是一杯的美酒
It became a wine, a cup of wine so hard.
我何等愿意能喝这一杯的美酒
We're so willing to drink this wine.
但是不
But no.
那一杯的酒到了最后
That wine towards the end.
还是倒出去
Is poured out.
因为这个生命是倒出去的
Because this life is a life poured forth.
这就是腓立帖腓的见证
This is the testimony of the church in Philadelphia.
难怪主说
That's why the Lord said.
当普天下受试炼的时候
When the whole world has gone through tribulation.
要保守你免去你的试炼
I will keep you from that hour of tribulation.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
得胜的生命
The life of overcoming
就是被提的生命
is a raptured life.
如果今天你常常在主的宝座前
If you're often at the throne of God
弟兄姊妹你不要问说你到底的你到底被提不被提
You don't have to ask am I going to be raptured?
感谢主
Thank the Lord
在这里给我们看
Here it shows us
腓立帖腓
The church in Philadelphia
全体的生命
is a corporate overcoming.
不过这里有一个警告
But there's a warning here
大家不要忘记
Don't forget
腓立帖腓只是一条路
The way of Philadelphia is only a way.
在七个教会，你看两个教会是我们的路。
Among the seven churches, there are two churches that are our way.
但是腓立帖腓不是我们的标签。
But Philadelphia is not our
label.
Label.
你看见这是老底家的难处。
This is a difficulty with Laodicea.
老底家说我是已经富足了。
Laodicea says I am rich.
谁是富足的
？Who is rich?
谁拿着大卫的钥匙才是富足的
？Only he who has the key of David is rich.
你看见吗？腓立帖腓实在很富有。
Philadelphia is rich.
神的话在他们中间是解开的。
The word of God is open in the midst.
你看见别人的厨子，别人的这个他们的厨子，别人的神学教授还赶不上他们中间的厨子。
And then even their professors in the theological seminariesaren't as good as their cooks in the church.
你看见整个教会是丰富的。
So the whole church is abundant.
所以人就骄傲起来了。
So some people become proud.
我们就是腓立帖腓教会。
So we are the church of Philadelphia.
他们的腓立帖腓就变成我们的 label 了。
So the Philadelphia became their label.
弟兄，这是老底家。
This is Laodicea.
老底家怎么说
？What did Laodicea say?
你说我是富足的。
You say I am rich.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你说你富足，你不一定是富足的。
If you say you're rich, doesn't mean you're rich.
教会历史出过这样的事。
In church history, it did indeed occur this way.
英国有一班弟兄们。
There's a group of us.
他们觉得我们是腓立。
They felt that they were the church of Philadelphia.
所以呢，在他们的门，在他们门口啊。
So in their entrance,
就 Jesus only 两个字。
And it's a Jesus only.
你看，非常的属灵。
And they're so spiritual.
别的教会是某某某某教会。
And all the other churches are so and so church.
他什么名字也没有。
They don't have any church name.
只有主耶稣的名字。
It's Jesus only.
所以 Jesus only.
Jesus only.
他们非常的骄傲。
They're so proud.
我们是富足的。
We are rich.
结果神就教训他们。
But then God disciplined them.
有一次来了一阵台风。
One day there was a big hurricane.
就把 Jesus 里面三个字母把它吹掉了。
And they removed three letters in the word Jesus.
只剩下 US.
It only remained US.
所以不再是 Jesus only.
It's no longer Jesus only.
现在 us only.
Us only.
弟兄姊妹就什么意思
What does this mean?
你拿腓立帖腓做你的标签
Because you made Philadelphia into your label
你已经是老底家
You already become Laodicea
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
老底家是腓立帖腓的警告
Laodicea is a warning to Philadelphia
告诉我们说
To tell us
没有一个人是可以骄傲
No one should can be proud
弟兄姊妹你看
Brothers and sisters
这条路我们非走不可
This way we have to go
我们没有别的路可以走
We have no other way
有四个教会一直维持到主回来
There are four churches that remain until the Lord returns
推拉
Thyatira Sardis
Philadelphia
and Laodicea
很明显的
It's very clear
腓立帖腓乃是教会的道路
The Philadelphia is the way of the church
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
如果我们愿意
If you're willing
团体走在腓立帖腓的道路上
As a group willing to walk this way of the Philadelphia
教会是有明天的
The church has a future
不要忘记
Don't forget
你只是少数的人
You're only a minority
基甸和三百人是少数中的少数
Gideon and the 300 are the minority among the minority
你不是全以色列人
You're not all of the people You cannot be proud.
你得胜是为着他们得胜的。
Your overcoming is for them.
你流血，你牺牲，为他们流血，为他们牺牲的。
You shed your blood. You sacrifice for them.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
全教会要得着好处的。
The whole church will be benefited.
让他们误会你。
Let them misunderstand you.
让他们弃绝你。
Let them forsake you.
让他们逼迫你。
Let them persecute you.
但是有一天
，But one day，
他们要在你脚前下拜。
They will bow before you.
因为你实实在在与主站在一起。
Because you stood with the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
这条路太清楚不过。
This way is too clear.
所以教会有没有明？
明天
Does the church have a tomorrow?
当然有明天
Of course it has a tomorrow.
但问题在这里
But the problem is this.
今天主要呼召的圣者
The Lord is calling of overcomers. Not just individual overcomers.
也是团体的
Also a corporate overcomers.
但是在主回来以前
But may, before the Lord returns.
我们不辜负主的托付
Let us not fall short of the calling of the Lord.
实在是很近
The Lord's return is soon.
从91到119
So from 9/11 to 119.
9月11号是美纽约发生惊爆事件。
So September 11th, there was a great terror attack in New York.
7月9号是约旦发生惊爆事件。
And November 9th, there was a great attack in Jordan.
这个中在美国写9/11是9在前面 ,11 写在后面。
So for the United States to write 911, it's 9 first and then 11.
你到欧洲到约旦就11写在前面 ,9 写在后面。
So if you go to Europe,It's, you write, the, November 9th is written 9/11/05.
请大家记得。
So remember.
从911到119。
From 9/11 to 119.
你说这是偶然的吗?
Do you think it's an accident?
一点都不是偶然的。
It's not an accident.
今天我们在 Days In 聚集。
We're gathering in Days In today.
你知道就是在119那一天。
So on November 9th.
在约旦的幺叫约旦的 Days In 就被炸掉了。
In Jordan, the Days In Jordan, that's where the bomb went off.
今天我们可以在美国, 可以在美国聚集。
For us to be able to gather in
你就知道主回来日子实在太近。
You know that the Lord's return is soon.
所以但愿主提醒我们。
May the Lord remind us.
邀请我们。
Shake us.
我们的日子不多了。
Our days are numbered.
我们年龄慢慢长大。
We're starting to get older.
我们孩子也慢慢大。
Our children are starting to get older.
没有人知道前面还有多少天。
No one knows how many days we have left.
我们也不知道教会前面有多少天。
We don't know how many days the church has left.
有一件事我们知道。
But one thing we know.
主快回来。
The Lord is returning soon.
主要回来，新妇要准备整齐。
The Lord is returning. The bride has to make herself ready.
主但愿新妇装饰整齐。
May the bride make herself ready.
迎接我们主回来。
May receive our Lord back.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是得胜。
This is the calling to the overcomer.
这就是教会的名字。
This is the tomorrow of the church.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话恭敬交在你手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们不知道为什么这个周末你聚集我们。
We don't know why you gathered us this weekend.
每年弟兄们都在这里聚集。
Every year the brothers gather here.
但愿今年是不同的一年。
May this year be a different year.
但愿今年是你做工的一年。
May this be a year where you work.
但愿今年是我们悔改的一年。
May it be a year we repent.
主啊，但愿我们从这里离开。
As we leave from this place,
我们就不再从原处回去。
We will not return the same way.
主啊，你得着我们。
Lord, may you gain us.
无论我们从哪里来。
No matter where we came from, wherever we meet,
你呼召你的得胜者,
may you call your overcomers,
你得着羔羊的同伴,
may you receive the companions to the Lamb,
迎接你的回来,
Lord, that we may receive your return,
虽然我们聚会散去,
even that our meeting will come to an end,
但你的话语永远不过去,
may your word never end,
但这些话,
these words,
我们能看见永远的果效,
we can see eternal fruit,
听我们的祷告,
hear